Chapter 54 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. Coincidentally, Hirongray also arranged a meeting for Lu Chichi with a young lady. Although the other party had yet to arrive, Hirongray said, "Xian, why don't you take Chichi and Xu Yu to play? Lord Zhao and I will chat here." Du Xian agreed, and Lu Chichi happily hooked his arm around Du Xian's, while Xu Yu also smiled. Compared to staying in the pavilion, he preferred to walk around and enjoy the beautiful spring scenery. "Do Chichi and Xu Yu want to fly kites?" A servant immediately ran back to the carriage and fetched two kites, one in the shape of a butterfly and the other a swallow with a tail. Lu Chichi and Xu Yu each took one, with Lu Chichi holding the butterfly and Xu Yu the swallow. Guided by the gentle spring breeze, the kites soared into the sky, joining the various other kites already flying there. "Brother Xian, my kite is flying really high. Brother-in-law, look!" Xu Yu shouted to Du Xian, then handed him the kite's spool. Du Xian took the spool, making the swallow kite to climb even higher, until it became a small black dot in the sky. Suddenly, the swallow kite was seized by an eagle. The strings of the two kites got tangled up. "Ah!" Xu Yu exclaimed, feeling extremely anxious. Lu Chichi also grew anxious, urging, "Brother Xian, quickly untangle them." Quickly, Du Xian was also trying to untangle the kites, but after several attempts, he couldn't separate them. Seeing this, Lu Chichi hastily stuffed his own spool into Xu Yu's hand, snatched the spool from Du Xian, and forcefully pulled it. Both kites in the sky had their strings severed, and they plummeted to the ground. "The kites fell," Lu Chichi regretfully exclaimed. The three of them turned their gaze towards the direction of the other kite and were surprised to see the first prince, who was the legitimate husband of the eldest princess, along with his four-year-old daughter, crying loudly. On such a beautiful spring day, even the first prince had come out to enjoy the spring with his daughter. Lu Chichi also noticed Mo Zian, who was now his second elder brother-in-law, accompanying them. Lu Chichi's expression turned sour all of a sudden. Since they had been seen, they couldn't avoid greeting them. Du Xian quickly retrieved their butterfly kite and walked towards the first prince. Mo Zian wasn't actually pleased. He was becoming increasingly unhappy with the growing closeness between Lu Jilan and the eldest princess. Lu Jilan had been providing a significant amount of money to win over court officials for the eldest princess. As a result, Mo Zian, being married to Lu Jilan, was also compelled to interact with the legitimate husband of the eldest princess. However, the eldest princess often displayed a sense of superiority. Firstly, due to their relationship where the eldest princess held a higher status while Lu Jilan was in a subordinate position. Secondly, the eldest princess looked down upon Mo Zian's merchant background. This attitude left Mo Zian feeling greatly disgusted. Mo Zian didn't even support the alliance between Lu Jilan and the eldest princess. Lu Jilan had ambitious aspirations. She wanted to support an empress and become the most prominent imperial merchant once that person ascended the throne. With the opportunity presented by the deposition of the crown princess, Lu Jilan seized it. However, Mo Zian didn't hold a favorable view of the eldest princess. The alliance between Lu Jilan and the eldest princess may seem sweet on the surface, but the eldest princess even sent a few concubines to Lu Jilan, which intensified Mo Zian's aversion towards her. Those concubines were placed in Lu Jilan's back courtyard. Fortunately, Lu Jilan assured Mo Zian that she wouldn't spare them a glance, and she kept her word. Otherwise, Mo Zian wasn't sure if he could tolerate the relationship between the eldest princess and Lu Jilan. "Greetings to the legitimate husband of the eldest princess, Mr. Mo." Du Xian greeted them separately, and Xu Yu and Lu Chichi also paid their respects to the legitimate husband of the eldest princess. Then, Lu Chichi reluctantly called out, "Second elder brother-in-law." Mo Zian's feelings were quite complex when he saw Du Xian. Lu Chichi's attitude towards him had always been unfavorable, something he had learned to ignore long ago. However, upon seeing Du Xian, Mo Zian couldn't help but recall the incident where Du Xian caught him in a compromising situation and the subsequent invitation to his wedding that Du Xian didn't attend. Mo Zian married an outstanding woman, who was once the fiancé of Du Xian. Lu Jilan left Du Xian to marry him. One would assume that he was useless, but Du Xian turned around and married the daughter of the Queen of Zhenbian, who was more prestigious. While Lu Jilan would only have him as a husband, the daughter of Queen of Zhenbian would undoubtedly have other concubines. Reflecting on Lu Jilin's deep love and promises to him, Mo Zian felt like he had won in the end. As a result, Mo Zian managed to greet Du Xian with a composed demeanor. "Mr. Du, what a coincidence. The legitimate husband of the eldest princess hadn't managed to pacify his daughter yet and was visibly displeased, but Du Xian's status prevented him from openly scolding him. Xu Ting had become a sought-after target for every imperial princess now. Apologies for damaging the little princess's kite. As compensation, I offer this butterfly kite. What do you think?" Du Xian bent down and handed the vibrant butterfly kite to the daughter of the legitimate husband of the eldest princess, coaxing her, "Little princess, here's a butterfly kite for you." The little princess received the brightly colored butterfly kite and stopped crying instantly. She smiled and tugged at the clothes of her father, urging, "Daddy, let's fly the kite." "Fly the kite?" At that moment, Hirongrui's maid, Bao Zhu, arrived and summoned Lu Qiqi back, as Lord Wu and Miss Wu had arrived. Du Xian bid farewell to the legitimate husband of the eldest princess and left with Lu Qiqi and Xu Yu. Unexpectedly, Mo Zian also bid farewell to the legitimate husband of the eldest princess, explaining that he needed to pay respects to his wife's father. The legitimate husband of the eldest princess naturally couldn't stop him and waved him off. Mo Zian went to fetch Lu Jilan, who was engaged in a pleasant conversation with the eldest princess in a pavilion within the peach grove. Mo Zian and He Rongrei were not on good terms, so Lu Jilan, who cherished her husband, had deliberately reduced her interactions with the main residents, preventing He Rongrei from finding opportunities to trouble Mo Zian. Therefore, Mo Zian and Lu Jilan had come out today without informing He Rongrei. He Rongrei had brought Lu Qiqi for the outing, unaware of their presence. After Mo Zian and Lu Jilan arrived, Du Xian felt awkward, especially since Lord Wu's family had also arrived. Du Xian used the excuse of chatting with Lord Wu's family to move to another location, and left with Lord Wu's family. He Rongrei didn't forcefully try to keep Du Xian. In fact, he knew that no matter how much he liked Du Xian, the relationship between Du Xian and the Lu family had already grown distant. Some things happened and couldn't be undone. No matter how much he wanted to make amends, there was no way. He also thought of Du Xian's birth father, Yan Xu, and felt a pang of bitterness and melancholy in his heart. Xu Mei was quite fond of Zhao Rong. Initially, he thought he liked women who were similar to his elder sister, but if Zhao Rong's external conditions weren't so exceptional, he probably wouldn't have been attracted to her. However, after meeting and getting to know her, Xu Mei found himself unusually drawn to Zhao Rong. She was a completely different type of woman from his elder sister, and he managed to make Zhao Rong blush and feel shy with his words. When Zhao Rong blushed and looked embarrassed because she couldn't respond to him, Xu Mei couldn't help but laugh out loud. Then, he got lost in her gaze, a mixture of helplessness and indulgence in her eyes. "I want to marry her," Xu Mei decided. When he bid farewell to Miss Zhao, a strong sense of reluctance surged within him. At the same time, Zhao Rong was telling her father, "Father, I want to marry Master Xu." As their horse carriage creaked back towards the city, they overtook some carriages, while others passed them by. Sigh. As they passed through the city gate, the coachman suddenly stopped the carriage. Unexpectedly, Xu Ting arrived to welcome them. Parting the curtain, Du Xian saw Xu Ting standing there, waiting for him. His heart fluttered with sudden delight. Xu Ting was dressed in official attire, with a sword hanging at her side. The common people, who used to avoid direct eye contact, hurriedly passed by. However, they soon realized that this official wasn't here to cause trouble and gradually regained their composure. Some individuals gathered the courage to discreetly size up Xu Ting. Du Xian felt that Xu Ting looked most beautiful when wearing official robes. Each time he caught a glimpse of her, his heart was captivated. Xu Ting had already reached the carriage and led Du Xian down from it. "Escort the two young masters back to the palace," she instructed the coachman. "I'll take your brother-in-law to the restaurant," she informed Xu Mei and Xu Yu. "All right then, big sister and brother-in-law, we'll head home first," Xu Yu and Xu Mei said. The carriage started again, merging into the flow of people with the clatter of wheels. Du Xian was quite puzzled. "Xu Ting?" Xu Ting held onto Du Xian's hand. "You forgot, your birthday is coming up." Du Xian's birthday was in March, just 2 days away, but they had already planned to celebrate it at home. Xu Ting wanted to celebrate Du Xian's birthday privately, so they had to do it in advance. It was his birthday. Once it was over, he'd be turning 20. Du Xian suddenly paused, but quickly, Xu Ting managed to dispel all his emotions. Xu Ting took Du Xian to many places, finally ending up at Yensheng Restaurant. Yensheng Restaurant no longer belonged to Lu Jilong. She found the income from the restaurant too slow and fragmented, so she sold it to someone else for funding. Recently, Lu Jilong had been working on glassmaking, and it was said to be close to success. She needed a substantial amount of money to support the eldest princess. As for why they went to Yensheng Restaurant, it's because they had cakes there. Although it was somewhat unconventional, it held a certain significance, as if it allowed Du Xian to connect with the true Xu Ting from the modern world. Xu Ting enjoyed this kind of feeling. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia